Well, I hope and pray that the overview of the New Testament has been a blessing to you. We're all the way up to 2 John, John's second epistle. Epistle simply meaning John's letter to the church. This letter is from John, and it emphasizes the importance of love in our Christian walk, and also to warn against false teaching that threatens that love. It's an interesting book. It's a short book. We call it a book, but technically it's a letter. And John was one of the 12 disciples of Jesus, and he wrote this from Ephesus in around 90 A.D. Did you ever hear, "Nobody loves me, everybody hates me, guess I'll go eat worms"? Well, as a parent, probably we've heard something similar to that from our children. And what parent maybe hadn't heard these words one time or another from a child, often after being disciplined? The embracing nature of love is vital to all of us, even the youngest child. To sense that we have lost somebody's love is really devastating. This short letter from the Apostle John to a dear friend is about loving one another. Now, we may say that we have love for our Christian brothers and sisters, but true love comes only when we are fully committed to the love of God, the Creator of love. We claim loyalty to Him. We learn to love as He loves, unconditionally and faithfully. As Christians, we do that, at least we try to do that. But John wrote this letter shortly before he was exiled into the Isle of Patmos because of his faith, primarily for preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He addressed it to the chosen lady and to her children. Now, this may be a woman in a particular church, or it may refer to a certain church congregation. In either case, it's clear that John wanted many believers to read this letter. Real love, says John, cannot be separated from truth and obedience. First, we must believe that the principle found in God's Word are true, and that God Himself is truth. Then, if we believe God's Word is true, then we must follow, or better yet, obey it. God's Word tells us to love one another. If we're committed to following the truth, we must love. Now, John goes on to say that there will be false teachers who will claim that love has nothing to do with God's truth and obedience. But their kind of love is self-centered. It's whatever feels good to you. This is not God's love, nor is it really love at all, but really selfishness. So we must commit ourselves to obeying God fully. This includes God's command to love one another. Be aware of what you're being taught in your church. I say that many times, and of course we have so many different translations in the church today, and it's hard to follow along. But as a pastor and a teacher, the Bible says we're more accountable than others, and I try to teach God's Word and the truth of God's Word. But any time that I go astray, I say, "Lord, give somebody the opportunity or the courage to say, 'Preacher, you're way off base there.'" I don't mind that, because I want to be able to try to make sure that I teach God's love and God's truth. So, encourage those who oppose truth. You know God's Word is truth, and a person of love is certainly a person that loves God in a very, very special way. In 2 John chapter 1, verses 9 through 12, as I said, this is a very short letter or epistle, so this is what the New Living Translation says. "For if you wander beyond the teaching of Christ, you will not have fellowship with God. But if you continue in the teaching of Christ, you will have fellowship with both the Father and the Son. If someone comes to your meeting and does not teach the truth about Christ, don't invite him into your house or encourage him in any other way. Anyone who encourages him become a partner in his evil work." Wow. Now, those words of John seem rude. Don't invite him into your house or encourage them in any way. John is not condemning hospitality to unbelievers. Rather, he is warning us how careful we must be to evaluate the teachings of others in relationship to God's Word. Now, some people are simply mistaken in what they teach. Others intentionally teach things that are in direct contradiction to the Bible. Usually they teach some things that are true, but choose to ignore other parts of Scripture. Or they add their own teaching to what the Bible says. Unfortunately, there's a lot of that. Too often, we are willing to allow these false teachers because they seem logical. And besides, we reason the rest of the person's teaching do agree with the Bible. There is where you have to really be compromised, and understand and try to find the truth yourself. So as soon as we allow a few of these wrong teachings to enter into the door, more importantly, enter into the church, then our sensitivity to sin becomes dull until we can no longer tell what is true and what isn't. And we must not tolerate wrong teaching in the Bible, from the Bible, or even in the church. Since we got to be willing to study the Bible carefully and have the courage to speak up when someone's teaching doesn't agree with the Word of God. Well, with the COVID situation and the challenges that we have in the church, especially getting together, our Bible study in the book of Proverbs has been on hold, which we usually disband for the summer anyhow. So hoping prayerfully we can get back to studying the Bible as a group again in the church. It's important to understand what's in God's Word and to feed on the truth of Jesus Christ. Well, hope and pray that you're having a good day, and we look forward to seeing you in church. We are now meeting in person, what they call in-person worship, at 11 o'clock. We'll continue to do the online services. It's been a blessing to me and to Phil to be able to prepare these and put them together. So hope and pray that you're having a good day. In Jesus' precious name, amen.